This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is in full swing on this glorious Friday afternoon, right? And it is time to chat about a luxurious car right now with the one and only motoring journalist Prashoen Naidu. So he spent this week road tripping down to Durban in the all-new Volvo XC90 Recharge alongside his legendary father, Edwin Naidu, who recently celebrated his 57th birthday. The XC90 is said to be stunning, efficient, and practical too. And to round off everything, Prashoen will conclude with a helpful, that is, motoring tip and a soulful jam of the week. Good afternoon, Prashoen. How are you doing? And welcome back.
Thank you for having me on a fabulous Friday to yourself and listeners.
Oh, yes. Happy belated birthday to your pops, man. I'm sure you guys had a great week, yeah?
Oh, thank you. We did. Hey, indeed. We had a lot of food, good music, and lots of sweet cakes.
No, that's all good. That's all good. So tell us, I mean, Prashoen, how was the drive down to Durban in this beast? And does the Volvo XC90 have that wow factor?
So the drive was definitely it was as if one was in business class. The seats were just felt buttery smooth and just hugged us. And the drive itself, I mean, the car was just gliding. It was lots of power for this car, very efficient drive. And it's powered by a supercharged 2-liter four-cylinder petrol motor pushing out 340 kilowatts and 709 newton meters of torque. So it's a very quick car. It has that wow factor. I always came dazzled with lovely, you know, 20-inch diamond cut wheels, lovely front-end design, just overall very tasteful, classy, minimalist design. And I think it's safe to say the Swedish car does deliver.
Amazing, amazing. I mean, with so much power, how is it, you know, on the fuel side, given that it's a hybrid?
Actually, quite efficient, King Bash. So since it has that electric motor, which works with the petrol motor, we had a range of about 100 kilometers with the electric motor, so you can drive on pure electric power. And if you do put it in hybrid mode, which means the electric motor and petrol motor is working, you can achieve a frugal consumption of 1.2 liters per 100 kilometers, which is quite crazy. And yeah, when the battery is drained, you can quickly charge it at a fast charging station and you can be on your merry way. But let's say your power is finished and you don't have any more juice left for the electric motor. You can go in the petrol motor and rely on that power. And
wow,
when we were driving on to Durban, we achieved figures about 9.7 meters per 100 kilometers, which is actually really not bad for a big car of this size.
100%. Wow. Okay. And how would you describe the interior, Prashoen? And is there, you know, anything that stood out for you? You know, when it comes to me, I'm an interior guy. So is there anything that stood out for you?
I know. You love your Mercedes-Benz. but, you know, cabin-wise, King Bash, it's a very simple, elegant setup. A lot of our car came in these lovely charcoal, I believe it's called charcoal, Napa leather seats. And there's lots of leather elements, and the dash, steering, side panels, and some wooden trims. Very elegant. Everything was operated via the entertainment screen, the Google automated services there. And I think you also love sound as well. It had 12 speakers, Powers and Wilkins sound speakers. Amazing. One of the best sound systems I've ever had the privilege of being in. And apart from that, a lot of other amenities, a panoramic sunroof, glass tinted windows, a head-up display, heated and ventilated seats. But it's a big boy as well, so it has about 7 seats, lots of boot space, practical and stylish inside.
Amazing, amazing. I mean, as we know, Prashoen, that Volvo is known for its safety. What driving aids came with the XC90?
I was quite impressed with the driving aids. So a lot of them came 7 airbags, adaptive cruise control, rear collision warning, adaptive power steering, and some lane-keeping assist features, along with park assist, which gave me a full 360-degree view of my car, which helped with going in those tight spaces. So, you avoid scuffing anything, and it's really helpful. And I also noticed when we're on the long stretch on the road, I simply put it in cruise control, and it actually monitored the car in front of me, their driving patterns. And when they broke in front of me, the car also broke.
Wow.
And really, really impressed. I was actually taken aback about how it alerts you, it tells you, listen, be careful, this guy is not driving good, just pay attention. And I was quite impressed by it.
Look, you're selling this car to me. I'm not a Volvo guy, but you're selling this car to me. Let's speak about its rivals. You know, does this Swedish Delight deliver and stand out like a rose amongst the thorns?
you know, it does indeed. It has that classiness, that luxe appeal. It's not over the top. It has that quiet kind of James Bond quiet charm to it. And rivals wise, we have the BMW X7, Mercedes-Benz GLS class, and the Audi Q7. So it definitely stands out from the bunch, and it's a lot more cheaper than the Benz and the Beamer, I believe.
Yeah, no. Okay. And as we segue into our last, you know, but not least important question, would you buy this, since you're speaking about it being the cheapest one amongst these other SUVs? Would you make this purchase, Prashuren?
Okay, yes, absolutely I would. Because my reason would be because the quiet charm to it. It's not over the top. It's just great. And the public, you know, when I was driving around, people really looked at this car and they thought, this car looks quite bling, you know, and... Mm. And I was also sold on performance and the price tag too. If I did win the lotto, 1.8 million rand doesn't sound too bad for the segments. I mean, the Benz would be starting off would be at 2.3 million, and then the Beamer would be about 2 million. So this, with all our features that came with this car, it's 1.8 million. But if you don't want to get any features, you can pick it up for 1.6 million.
Oh, okay.
And so, Wow. Yeah. And I think the important question as well is, the person who would buy this car would be the family man, you know, someone who definitely despises the Benz and Beamer and, you know, wants that space, comfiness, and just overall that fastness too.
Now I know when, at what age I need to buy this car, Prashuren. You just gave me a tip. Thank you for that. And before we wrap it up, I mean, please share your helpful motoring tip and the soulful gem of the week.
All right. Thank you so much, King Bash. So let's avoid heavy or abrupt braking on wet roads. I think slow down, gradual braking is best in the rain as you approach a stop. Take your foot off the accelerator sooner than you normally would when you're preparing to slow down. Allowing your car to coast, then brake gently and gradually. And avoid using cruise control so you stay more connected with braking and accelerating the vehicle. And since we are about the money when we're buying cars, I'm going for Horace Brown, one for the money.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Prashuren. Do have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one and listeners.
Oh, yes. And that was Prashuren Naidu. Follow him on Instagram at Prashuren_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.